The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on this program, we're going to start out with the American Dance Festival. Starting June 13th and running through July 20th, the American Dance Festival 2019 season includes 38 performances featuring 25 companies and choreographers in five different venues. The 2019 festival performance will take place at Duke University's Reynolds Industries Theater, Page Auditorium, and the Von der Hayden Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, and the Durham Performing Arts Center and the Carolina Theater. Single tickets and subscription prices range from $12 to $74, with many options for savings. Tickets can be purchased through the American Dance Festival website at americandancefestival.org. More detailed information about ticket prices and performing companies, including photos, videos, and press reviews, are also available on the website. The Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, the lineup for the upcoming weeks: Thursday, May 16th, it's Triangle Rising Stars. This national competition celebrates outstanding student performances in high school music productions across the United States. Triangle Rising Stars is the regional competition that brings together high school musical theater students from Central and Eastern North Carolina to perform and compete for a chance to represent DPAC in the national finals. Also coming up at DPAC, Friday, May 17th, it's Carol Burnett. An evening of laughter and reflection, Burnett will take questions from the audience, show video clips from her shows in a format that harkens back to the legendary openings of the Carol Burnett Show. By the way, that show ran for 11 years, averaged 30 million viewers a week, and received 25 Emmy Awards, making hers one of the most honored shows in television history. Saturday, May 18th, it's Life Will Be the Death of Me, Chelsea Handler's sit-down comedy tour. Chelsea's out with a new book, the first in 5 years, and it's her first memoir, Life Will Be the Death of Me. Disarmingly honest and riotously funny, but also emotionally true and truly inspiring. The tour will feature Chelsea in conversation discussing stories from the new book and more. Tuesday through Sunday, May 21st through the 26th, it's Hello Dolly. This is a winner of 4 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival. The gorgeous new production is making people crazy happy, breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway. Saturday, June 1st at DPAC, the Durham Education Awards. 2 organizations are teaming up to continue shining the light on the everyday heroes of Durham's public schools. The Rooks Family Foundation and ASN Galaxy Group will host the Durham Education Awards to recognize students, teachers, staff, and schools in Durham for their tireless work in learning, teaching, and educating. Tuesday through Sunday, June 4th through the 9th, it's Cats. Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory. Featuring new sound design, direction, and choreography for a new generation, experience Cats for the first time as it begins a new life, or let it thrill you all over again. Sunday, June 2nd at DPAC, it's Black Bear, Dead to the World Tour. Black Bear is no musical lightweight. He's an effortless songwriter with a keen ear for melody, a knack for distilling complicated ideas into tight, precise lyrical spaces, and a relentless perfectionist who prizes technical excellence as a producer and mixer. Aside from his own prolific output of singles and EPs, Black Bear earned his bones working with the likes of Pharrell Williams, Nick Jonas, Childish Gambino, Linkin Park, and most notably, Justin Bieber. Wednesday and Thursday, June 19 and 20, it's the Mark Morris Dance Group. This is part of the American Dance Festival we talked about earlier. Mark Morris returns with Pepperland, a unique tribute to the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' groundbreaking album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. All right, let's move on and take a look at what's going on. Just a reminder here, almost forgot. Hamilton's coming back to DPAC. The Broadway musical sensation of the 21st century will return to the Durham Performing Arts Center in 2020, or maybe 2021. No dates have been set. Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, May 18th, it's Aladdin, presented by Durham Ballet Theater. Friday, June 7th, Family Feud Live, the celebrity edition. For rules, check the website, carolinatheater.org. Monday, June 10th, Happy Together Tour. Hitmakers from the 60s and 70s, including the Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and a Union Gap, the Buckinghams, the Classics Four, and the Cowsills. Wednesday, June 19th at Carolina Theater, Steve Earle and the Dukes. Steve's latest album, Guy, is comprised of songs written by one of Earle's two primary songwriting mentors, the legendary Guy Clark. Guy appears 10 years after his Grammy Award-winning album, Towns, his tribute to his other songwriting mentor, Towns Van Zandt. Friday, June 21st, Maria Bamford. Maria is the creator and star of Maria Bamford, the special, and of the cult hit web series, The Maria Bamford Show. She was the first female comic to have two half-hour Comedy Central Presents specials and starred alongside Patton Oswalt, Zach Galifianakis, and Brian Posehn in the Comedy Central series, The Comedians of Comedy. This is an 18-plus show. So if you're not 18 or above, forget it. Saturday, June 22nd, Quiet No More. It's a choral celebration of Stonewall. This event celebrates the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, the catalyst for the modern LGBTQ plus movement for civil rights, and the inspiration for the annual celebration of LGBTQ plus pride. The event also honors the courage of early social justice pioneers. Thursday, June 27th at Carolina Theater, Dwight Yoakam. He's sold more than 25 million albums worldwide, and he's a 21-time nominated multi-Grammy Award winner. He's got 12 gold albums and 9 platinum or multi-platinum albums, with 5 of those albums topping Billboard's country albums chart. Wednesday and Thursday, July 10th and 11th, it's Rennie Harris Funkified, a multimedia work that celebrates funk music and street dance of the 1970s, is set against the landscape of a video montage of African-American communities of that era. All right, let's check out the listings for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Currently through May 19th, it's Beehive, the musical. Theater Raleigh event, the ultimate celebration of the 1960s, featuring female empowerment, featuring such timeless classics as My Boyfriend's Back, Be My Baby, Son of a Preacher Man, and Me and Bobby McGee. This is at Kennedy Theater. Friday and Saturday, May 10 and 11, Pink Martini, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series event. Pink Martini is part big band, part classical ensemble, part salsa troupe, and all fun. The lush sounds of the symphony back this popular group in a dynamic, vibrant show with the silky, sultry voice of singer China Forbes featured front and center. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, May 12th, San Luis de Circuit Tour. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 6 o'clock. Sunday, May 12th as well, Triangle Youth Brass Band. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. It starts at 4. Thursday through Sunday, May 16th through the 19th, Swan Lake. Carolina Ballet closes out its 21st season with one of the most popular story ballets of all time. Swan Lake is the enchanting fairy tale that tells the story of a beautiful swan princess cursed to live as a swan until she can find true love. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, May 17th, Biss plays Beethoven. This is North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites. Jonathan Biss brings his masterful artistry to one of Beethoven's most touching works, the Piano Concerto No. 3, along with North Carolina native and Pulitzer Prize winner Caroline Shaw's new Piano Concerto. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. Then Friday and Saturday, May 17th and 18th, it's Biss plays Beethoven once again. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock both evenings. Tuesday, May 21st, it's Michael Beschloss, Presidents of War. Beschloss uses gripping tales and brilliant analysis to reveal the leadership secrets of Presidents of War. From James Madison, the War of 1812, to recent times, we see presidents struggling with Congress, the courts, the press, and their own advisors, as well as anti-war protesters. This is a North Carolina Museum of History Foundation lecture series, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Thursday, May 30th, the music of Pink Floyd. North Carolina Symphony Special Events Concert Series. The symphony, along with singer Randy Jackson, best known for his role as frontman for Zebra, and a full rock band, get in touch with its dark side. Laser lights are perfectly choreographed to Pink Floyd's timeless classics, such as Another Brick in the Wall, Comfortably Numb, Wish You Were Here, and Money. May Mandy Concert Hall, and this is at 7:30. Saturday, June 1st. Emparejados El Show, a show in which Consuelo Duval and Adrian Uribia return to unite their talents to explore all the problems, conflicts, and misunderstandings that arise in a couple's relationships. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Sunday, June 2nd, Raleigh Ringer Spring Concert. Experience the Raleigh Ringers live in concert as they continue to dazzle concert audiences with unique interpretations of sacred, secular, and popular music, including famous rock and roll tunes arranged just for handbells. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. June 5th through the 16th, it's Junk. This is a Theater Raleigh event inspired by the real junk bond kings of the 1980s. This riveting show offers an inside look at how money became the only thing that mattered. This is at Kennedy Theater. Thursday, June 6th, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. This is a North Carolina Symphony special event concert. Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Then Friday, June 7th, Friday favorites like classics from North Carolina Symphony. This at Maymandy Concert Hall as well. The concert starts at noon. Friday, June 7th, it's Night of Lyrics and Laughter with Leandria Johnson and guests. The event features the Spiritual Sounds Shout Band of Durham, Larry D. Reed, host of the Larry Reed Live Show, and Grammy Award-winning artist Leandria Johnson, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Saturday, June 15th, Remember When, 70s Soul. The concert features Harold Melvin's Blue Notes, featuring Big Daddy Gillespie, Spinners lead singer Frank Washington, and The Intruders. The show also includes Lady L. This all starts at 7:30. And finally, Tuesday through Saturday, June 18th through the 22nd, it is the Miss North Carolina pageant. Taking a look at some of the festivals coming up this month around the state, it's Rose Fest in Pink Hill. That's May 18th. The festival kicks off with a 5K race and bubble party. The following day, there will be food, local crafts, and more fun. Artsplosure, May 19 and 20. This spring festival started in 1980 in downtown Raleigh. There are vendors, live music, children's activities, and a whole lot more. Then we're going to drop to way down, Got to Be in C Festival's coming up May 17th through the 19th. It's kind of a mini state fair that boasts rides, fried food, and shows. North Carolina Potato Festival is May 17th through the 19th. This is in downtown Elizabeth City. Montford Music and Arts Festival, May 18th, in its 16th year. This free Asheville Festival includes 100 vendors and a music stage. Freedom Balloon Festival, May 24th through the 27th. It's at Fuquay Verena's Fleming Loop Park. Carthage Buggy Festival starts May 11th. This festival is held each year to commemorate the Tyson and Jones Buggy Factory, which made carriages that were essential to life in rural North Carolina. Okay, the food truck Thursdays are back in Knightdale. It's held at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. Dinner's 6 to 8. And the dates are May 16th, June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, September 19th, and October 17th. Also, there will be live music during the dinner hours. All right, the lineup at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. Friday, May 17th, it's comedian Karen Morgan. Clean comedy performance, great for all ages. Karen Morgan was born and raised in Athens, Georgia, but now calls Maine home. A former trial attorney, she began her professional comedy career as a finalist on Nickelodeon Television's search for the funniest mom in America. Saturday, May 18th, it's Route 55 Jazz Band presents Remember When. Thursday through Saturday, June 6th through 8th at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Stageworks Theater presents Harold and Maude. This is a stage adaptation of the movie about the suicidal 19-year-old boy who finally learns how to truly live when he meets the delightfully wacky octogenarian Maude. Performances each evening start at 7:30, and there is a matinee show on Saturday at 2. By the way, Summer at the Springs returns with Friday evening concerts next month. On Friday evenings, of course, 7 to 9 o'clock. The events for June are the 14th and the 28th. June 14th is Beatlesque, and June 28th is Totally Curious. In Apex at the Halley Cultural Arts Center, Saturday, June 1st, it is the 10th annual Apex Latino Arts and Culinary Festival. And Saturday and Sunday, June 8 and 9, Peak City Singers presents When the Past Meets the Present. Performances start at 3 both days. Checking a couple of the music clubs in Raleigh, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, May 15th, Stig with the Moon Unit. Thursday, May 16th, Comedy Overload at 8. Thursday, May 16th as well, Girl Werewolf, Car Crash Star, and Corroder. That all starts at 9. Friday, May 17th, Town Mountain with Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. Saturday, May 18th, Porch 40 Album Release Party with Hustle Souls and The Eccentrics. Sunday, May 19th, Day Party Series, Eric Summer at 2. Monday, May 20th, Casey Magic's Birthday Extravaganza with special guests. That started at 8. Tuesday, May 21st, Earth to Mars, The Bruno Mars Experience, 8 o'clock. Wednesday, May 22nd, Oak City Comedy Festival featuring Gina Brillion. Thursday, May 23rd, Supatite plus Maj Dika. Friday, May 24th, The Accused AD with Gross Reality, Old Codger, and Nemesis. Saturday, May 25th, Pacific Dub with Sarah Nation, 2019 Riptide Tour Part 2. Sunday, May 26th, Day Party Series, Jason Moss and the Hosses, David Taylor and Wes and the Railroad. That show starts at 2. Also on Sunday, May 26th, The Up and Up starts at 9. Monday, May 27th, Dead Meadow with St. Pay. Tuesday, May 28th, The Good Morning Nags with Infielder and Hank and Brendan. All right, checking out the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, May 15th, it's 10 Summers Presents, LMA. Friday, May 17th, WRDU's Rockin' at the Ritz presents Appetite for Destruction at 7:30. Saturday, May 18th, Biz Markie, 80s versus 90s. This is at 8:30. Friday, May 31st, WRDU's Rockin' at the Ritz presents Cowboy at 7. Saturday, June 1st, Lanny. Friday, June 7th, SiriusXM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review, and that starts at 8:30. And then at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Saturday, May 18th, Glow Rage Paint Party, and that starts at 9. Sunday, May 19th, Afton Music Showcase. Performers include Highly Gifted, Social Pariah, Electromanic, J-Max Driver, Shoreline Gold, London Gray and the Lucky Strikes, J.R. Allen, Air Crash Detectives, Bender Street, and Checkboard Suede. That all starts at 6:30. Tuesday, May 21st, Tank and the Bangas Green Balloon Tour with Adia Victoria at 8. Thursday, May 23rd, A Night of Songwriters. That starts at 8. Friday, May 24th, Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds. That starts at 8:30. Friday, May 31st, Fade to Black. This is a tribute to Metallica. That starts at 8:30. Saturday, June 1st, Joanne Shaw Taylor with the Buzzards Band, and that starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, June 7th, Justin West with Pine Box Dwellers, Kalen Robertson, Tan Sanders, and the Derelicts, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. Coming up at Raleigh Little Theater, box office number 919-821-3111. May 18 and 19, it is West Side Story Symphony Concert, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra. Experience forbidden love, fierce family loyalties, and the ruthless feud between the Sharks and the Jets through the iconic music of West Side Story. May 31st through June 16th, Raleigh Little Theater, it's Pippin. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. And coming up soon in the Raleigh Little Theater 2019-2020 season, July 19th through the 28th, Antigone, August 16th through September 1st, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Saturday and Sunday, September 14th and 15th, it's Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Concert. This is at Raleigh Little Theater, Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater, and the concert starts at 3. September 27th through October 13th, Blood at the Root. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And the Christmas special, December 6th through December 22nd, is Cinderella. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, thetrianglereadingservice.org. Again, that's trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.